Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. For a second consecutive day, the U.S. confirms more than 83,000 new coronavirus infections. Leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci today said it'll be known whether a vaccine is safe and effective by early December, but he says it won't be widely available until well into next year. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, has tested positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Short is the closest aide to Pence to contract the virus.
Mark Short is the latest senior official to contract the virus at a time when the vice president is crisscrossing the country for campaign rallies. The latest positive case could complicate matters for President Trump in the days leading up to Election Day. Trump's handling of the pandemic has been a challenging issue for him. More than 224,000 people have died from the virus in the United States. The vice president's office said that Pence tested negative for the virus on Saturday. President Trump told reporters traveling with him this weekend that he had just heard of Short's diagnosis, but that he thought Short was quarantining and that he'd be fine. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris rallied early voters in Ohio this weekend. From member station WCPN, Nick Castell reports Harris spoke at a college in Cleveland.
Harris told a small, socially distant audience at Cuyahoga Community College that the country faces multiple crises, from the coronavirus, racial injustice, and climate change. Ohioans have been voting since October 6th, and Harris told supporters to get to the polls.
We will remind our friends and our neighbors and our coworkers that they are not alone. We are all in this together. We're going to stand in those lines. We're going to do whatever it takes.
Harris says she will vote against confirming Amy Coney Barrett to the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.
California is bracing for what forecasters are calling the strongest Diablo or offshore wind event of the season. Most of the state is under a red flag warning for critical fire weather. Lindsay Paulo of the state's largest utility, PG&E, says that's prompting power shutoffs as a precaution.
We are seeing a dangerous combination of factors with this forecast. High winds, extremely low humidity, record dry fuels on the ground, and severe to extreme drought in certain areas.
In Colorado, the East Troublesome Fire has grown to more than 300 square miles. Containment went from 4% yesterday to 10% by this morning as a snowstorm moves in. This is NPR. Afghanistan's security forces say they've killed al-Qaeda's second-in-command. Abu Musin al-Masri was also on the FBI's most wanted terrorists list. The Afghan government released a photo of what it claims is al-Masri's corpse. Zimbabwe has declared this anti-sanctions day, calling for Western sanctions that have been imposed on the country for nearly two decades to be lifted. Ishma Fandikwa reports from the capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe blames the sanctions for its ailing economy and says they are punishment for the 2000 land reform program that saw whites losing their farms to landless blacks. But European Union ambassador to Zimbabwe, Timo O'Connor, echoes the sentiments of Western diplomats in Harare, who point to corruption, mismanagement, and governance issues.
It's related to human rights abuses and the shrinking of the democratic space.
Zimbabwe has experienced increased victimization of opposition and human rights activists since the current government assumed power after a military coup that removed longtime ruler Robert Mugabe in November 2017. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
In Major League Baseball's World Series, the L.A. Dodgers and Tampa Bay Rays are now tied 2 games each. Tampa Bay beat the Dodgers in Game 4 last night. Game 5 in the best-of-7 series is tonight. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.